338.
Welcome to Fabulous Thursday. We're just segging out of disappointing Wednesday after Super Tuesday. Yeah, all the balloons have suddenly been stepped on. For the Republicans, anyway, for Super Tuesday, nothing was settled. Except for that Romney has the most delegates, but is he the most exciting candidate? And the question always becomes this: can he beat the Democrat? Can he beat the incumbent? Very tough to knock off an incumbent president. Just ask Bush. Just ask Clinton. And they'll give you a straight-up answer. So Obama is fundraising, and the Republicans are finding themselves. The guy is Mitt Romney. He's the guy. He's the guy that's out there that is being groomed with money, with anything possible that the Republican machine can possibly throw his way. Will it be enough? Those questions come down the line, I think, because you still have to officially make it Romney. It's mathematically seems almost impossible for Rick Santorum, given a couple more primaries, and then that's it. That's what I say. A couple more primaries, and you're staying in because people are giving you money, and why not keep pumping that name out there? But in reality, how do you possibly knock off the person who has the most delegates? And the answer is you can't, because this is how the process works, whether we like it or not. 1,144. Remember that number. Mitt Romney has it stitched inside the lapel of all of his jackets, 1,144, and then he officially gets to run as president representing the Republican Party. We're going to represent in a couple of different ways here in this hour of America tonight. I'm excited because coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to introduce you to a city councilor from Houston who's doing some really innovative things in trying to, imagine this, erase debt from the books, and yet figure out infrastructure for the city with the help of the people who really don't have to pony up very much. And we're talking about roads, we're talking about sewage and drainage and all the kind of things that you have to deal with when you own a home. Instead of plopping it on the books, taxing the crap out of people, the city of Houston is doing it a little bit differently. So we'll talk turkey with the counselor at the end of the show in our last segment. But we have a long way to go before we get there. And we're going to talk about a few other things that are popping across the U.S., including, because it's all about technology. You really want to know what's going on with technology? I think the best place, there's two places, actually. I'm going to say there's two places to know what's happening. One, let's face it, Steve Jobs, God rest his soul, was brilliant because all roads led to Apple. Everything went back to the Apple, everything. The iPods, the iPads, the iTouch, everything is connected. You got Apple products, you can get everything Apple. And it's easy to get in touch with other people that have Apple. You do FaceTime. I mean, the sky's the limit. He knew that. And now it's a destination place. You go into an Apple store and it's just buzzing. It's like the new Starbucks, only there's no caffeine anywhere that you can see it, but it seems like everyone is amped up beyond belief, even the customers. So that's one place where you can see what's happening with technology because Apple controls so much of the game. But also, if you have flown at all recently, in the airport, on the plane, you look around and you see during the week what people are carrying, what they're listening to, what they're doing, and usually they have the newest stuff. And I got on the plane, what was it, 3 weeks ago, going to Philly, and on the plane, people were listening, you know, were watching movies, but they weren't doing it with the little laptops, they were doing it with the iPad. A lot of people on that plane had iPads, and I was thinking, Man, $700, that's the middle of the road iPad, which a lot of people get. $700 to grab one of those. Well, they've got a new one that just came out, and the new one is tweaked. See, that's kind of what they do. Put one out and then fix a few of the buggy things in whatever came before that. So now if you go anywhere and you fly, you look around and see how many people have the new iPad. But is the new iPad better than the one that just came out? What's the difference? It's like explaining to someone 3G, 4G, and the extra souped up 4G with the woman's voice, the Siri, you know, which is the best. And I love it when I meet people. I automatically bond with people because I understand who have flip phones. How many flip phones are still out there? When you look around, you don't see too many flip phones. But I love it when someone has a flip phone. That's old school. Nobody's flipping open their phone anymore. Everybody has it in their hand. So I find it, I don't know, I think it's interesting. It's almost quaint when somebody has the flip. It's like the old phone bags. You know, when you had a bag with the phone in it, and it's like, wow, you have a cell phone? Then you have the brick. You have the brick. You know, when you see the brick, you go back and you watch the first Wall Street, which would have been, late 80s, and he's on the beach. It's Michael Douglas playing Gordon Gekko, and he has the brick phone. He's doing business on the brick phone. All right, we're doing business here, and coming up, we're going to take you overseas and tell you what's happening with Syria, what's going on with Iran, because there's new info on Iran. As much as we try to back out of the situation, let's be diplomatic about it, let's have conversations. We can't get involved militarily right now. Now there's new photographs suggesting they're definitely working on nuclear weaponry, you know, so come on. What more do we need? What more do we need besides a giant push to just say, okay, now we are in the middle of this fray? Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister from Israel, the beginning of the week, he was hoping he would leave Washington, I think, with a much bigger answer than the one he got. Because you can see that there's tension between Obama and Netanyahu. And I think it's because Netanyahu really wants to take out that nuclear facility. That's it. So how do we eliminate Iran? How do we neutralize them? Well, we take out the nukes. And that didn't happen. And I think there was a lot of conversation leading up to that, where Netanyahu really felt like he would get some serious reassurances, and he did not. Right at the get-go, even though this isn't a sports show, I have to mention this one. We'll give you a little teeny sports shorts. We're going to let you hear what he says later this hour. But Peyton Manning, 14 years, star quarterback for the Colts, icon, emotional as he leaves Indianapolis. He's had two surgeries on his neck. He was due a $28 million bonus. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, decided that probably was too much for what he might get in return. So Peyton Manning, a free agent.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com. Promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At the top of this, setting the menu for you. But the one thing I didn't do is we're going to do a follow-up on what's going on with the tornadoes. I say send the money to the Red Cross because I hear they're doing a great job in Kentucky, Illinois, and a slew of other states that were slammed by those tornadoes. The swath that they cut, it's just absolutely incredible. The thing that I thought was unbelievable that I read was that the Kentucky tornado, they say, was actually cut a 95-mile trench. I thought I was reading that wrong. I thought, oh, I need more than glasses now because I used to have laser vision. And now, you know, that's what happens. The vision goes. You hit those, your late 30s, and then you dip into your early 40s, and poof, suddenly the laser vision, it's gone. But 95-mile trench, woo. So anyway, we'll get to that in a second. A couple of things that we bounced around at the front of this, though, at the outset of it. The one thing that we noticed was Super Tuesday. You know, now certainly it's not declared at this point. Everybody's in. Nobody wants to be the first to leave the poker table. It's like when you tune in, you watch for the 100th time on ESPN, the World Series of Poker in Vegas. People are they want to get to that last table, of course, because big money, and they're reluctant to give up those chairs, of course. And it's the same thing here. They're very reluctant, the four Republicans that are left, to get up and say, yeah, I give. Mathematically, I don't see this. nobody's giving in and they're getting enough money to keep on keeping on. But does that damage the Republican that's left standing, Mitt Romney, or does it kind of help him because people are talking about what's happening in the primaries and what's going on with the delegate count and what's happening in the previous debates, because there's no debates that are scheduled, of course, now. They're done. But does that keep the momentum in a way? Does it keep the momentum going? Or no, there's probably doesn't do that. The president realizes, and this one thing that is a gift from the Republicans, I think, what's creating the national buzz. Because most radio, when you listen to it, sure there's Progressive, sure there's NPR, but if you wanted to call news talk, quotes, conservative, it is definitely more conservative. But that also, listening to what people are saying and what they're complaining about and all that sort of stuff, is something that the Democrats, like David Axelrod, he's smart enough to pay attention to what they're hearing nationally and on these stations across the United States, little bits they can pick up. And it's about jobs, the economy, and pain at the pump. There's a station in California that right now, $5 for a gallon of regular. I kid you not. I said this before, hit $7, Obama's not getting elected. No way. So addressing the situation of oil and feeling like he needs to say what's happening from being attacked about not opening reserves and that kind of stuff, he decided to throw in on the issue. Take a listen.
We'll offer tax breaks to families that buy these cars, companies that buy alternative fuel trucks, like the ones that are made right here at Mount Holly. If you make a commitment to buy more advanced vehicles for your community, whether they run on electricity or biofuels or natural gas, we'll help you cut through the red tape and build fueling stations nearby.
Ooh, fueling stations. They'll buy fueling stations. It's kind of like the electric car thing. I found in my city, in Dallas, I found one charging station, one. So even if you could get an electric car, what's the viability of running it? And I know someone will call up, so I'll save you the time. Yes, you can plug it in your garage, but that's not going to cut it. And how far do you have to go? So these alternative fuels and talking about different forms of, you know, what can happen and what Obama's saying there, it's like, aren't we all too late to this party? Okay, so you have to develop these things out, but how many people are going to really be able to take advantage of that? You've got to ask yourself that. And the answer is, it's a really small amount. It's a small amount now at this point. But that's part of the chess game. Okay, the people are complaining about gas. We got to figure out something because I don't want to open those reserves. I'm not going to do that, even though I keep getting attacked about flipping open the reserves. So this is my way to shut everybody up. Here's what I'm going to suggest. It's not viable for most people. That's the thing. It's not viable for most people. And I hate to burst your bubble, but if you had a Powerball ticket, you didn't win. Unless you're the 81-year-old woman who claimed the $336.4 million Powerball. You know, they're $2 a ticket now? $2 a ticket. I don't know. I think it's cool that she did win. Her name's Louise White, and she's the woman from Rhode Island, by the way, that I'm talking about. And that is that's the third biggest prize in their history. She said she was happy and she was proud. And this is interesting. She bought the winning ticket in Newport, Rhode Island, after someone in her family wanted rainbow sherbet, and she went to a store to go get it for him, and she bought a ticket. She was getting sherbet, and she bought a ticket. I'm sure she was stunned when she won. And this is what she did, and I love this too. So she didn't know, she wasn't sure she'd won or not, but she realized then when she went and looked at the numbers, she saw that it was her ticket. She saw she had the winning numbers. So immediately, because it's what you have to do, she set up a trust and called the trust Rainbow Sherbert and got a lawyer to help her disperse of the money, because you know what the lump sum is? Lump sum. And it's the highest cash option payout ever for Powerball. $210 million clear. That's movie star money. This 81-year-old woman has movie star money. It's like she did, let's say she did 10 pictures. Rhode Island makes out pretty good, though. Hey, they get $14.7 million in tax money. And the government, the federal government, gets $55.5 million of that loot. Amazing. Game changer for an 81-year-old woman that I'm assuming whoever she's close to, they're set. They're set for the rest of their life, for sure. For sure. Because she can't spend all that money. She can't spend it all. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to fill in some of those blanks that I promised. Also, curious as to how many of you, and there's a reason for this madness, coming up in our next hour, and I'm going to actually promo it, a couple of kids that I ran into that say there are certain toasts that you shouldn't do on St. Patrick's Day. And Catherine and Chris were going to flush it out for us as to how to give a good toast, how to get a solid toast. And it made me think of how many weddings I've sat through. And you get to the toast part, and it's true. I don't care what kind of wedding it is. There is an anticipation factor for it. And have you ever gone somewhere and, like, they do the bridesmaid and the groom sometimes just the groom traditionally. But when they do both of them, that one or the other blows away the other person. Oh, the worst. Be the worst. Have the best man give a knockdown, incredible, teary-eyed speech, and then you got to follow that. I've seen people shaking when they're doing the toast. So we're going to make sure that doesn't happen on St. Patrick's Day for you in our next hour. And thinking of some of those great movie toasts with weddings. I bet there have been thousands. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800-USA-Money.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800-USA-Money.com or call 800-USA-Money. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800-USA-Money.com or call 800-USA-Money.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and you know the rest. Nooks and crannies beyond our borders. We're kicking around a lot of different things, I think, because Super Tuesday was so intense on politics, and this show really is intense on why aren't we doing this, and why aren't we getting the best candidate, and where are we headed as a country, and a lot of the guests focus on that. As much as we also like to lighten the load, we have some great light fare, I think, that we offer on the overnight highway. Let's face it, we're drilling down. We're drilling down politically, especially in a presidential year. In fact, we were in New Hampshire. We're going to Tampa, probably going to Charlotte, too. And that's the name of the game. The name of the game is changing directions and what happens with the legislative branch and, you know, where are we headed as a nation, how disillusioned are younger people, what happens to people that are caught in the middle, and then the graying of America because of the fact that you have so many aging baby boomers. What happens to Social Security and what happens to the federal government? I think it should shrink considerably, but not go out. I think we still need a federal government. We need offices, certain offices to meet some needs of Americans, but we don't have to go bankrupt and we don't have to be so out of control. I think if the government audited itself, it would be shocked at duplicate things that are happening in offices that don't need to happen. Like I said, as per usual, we are kind of going in a couple of different directions here. This was a big story from the sports world with the Indianapolis Colts after 14 years. I mentioned this before. Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl. Great guy out of the University of Tennessee. Comes out of Tennessee, gets picked up by the Colts, and then the rest is history. Now, some of his partners had changed, and that makes a difference with who's catching the ball. The receivers and some of the other people are different faces for Peyton Manning, who came into the league with a lot of people that he felt comfortable with and knew as he moved along from his rookie season. So Peyton Manning was a little bit caught up into it on Wednesday when he agreed to do a news conference with Jim Irsay, his now former owner. Here's what Peyton Manning said earlier in the day on Wednesday, and Jim Irsay too.
The Colts fans everywhere, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I truly have enjoyed being your quarterback. I've been a Colt for almost all of my adult life, but I guess in life and in sports, we all know that nothing lasts forever. I sure have loved playing football for the Indianapolis Colts. For 14 wonderful years, the only professional football I've known has been Colts football.
It's a difficult day here of shared pain between Peyton, myself, the fans, everyone. He's always part of the horseshoe, and it's something where, I can't thank him enough.
He's always part of the horseshoe, but I don't want to pay the $28 million because he's 36 and he just had two operations in 19 months for his neck and to fuse two different vertebrae. So we have Andrew Luck, who's probably going to be number one in the draft, or we're going to draft him number one because we have the first pick. So it's a beautiful thing. Sorry, Peyton Manning. So he leaves the Colts. And I think it's one of those situations with Manning, and you could hear he was sincere and emotional about it. I think Manning would have stayed with the Colts. I think he would have kept his career with the Colts, but they didn't want him. They didn't want to pay the $28 million. They didn't want to take the risk over the injuries that he had had, that he wouldn't be 100%. They wanted him to be, I think, more closer to that 100% number. Lena, let's put it that way. Kentucky and the Tornadoes. I was talking about this trench, and I happened to see the number, and I thought, wow, 95-mile trench. That pretty much, that shows you, if that tornado cut a trench, which they do when they touch down, that's much bigger than even I thought. On the ground for 95 miles, towns in Kentucky, West Virginia. Then there were two other tornadoes that were behind the path that they had. So the people that were right in harm's way, oh man, did they not have crushing winds at their back? Maximum 175. That's amazing to be hit with 175 and survive that. I said this before, but it's an E440. The Enhanced Fujitsu Scale is what it's called, and that's blow you away. It's hanging on for anything and everything you can get your hands on. And Henryville, Indiana, those people, that tornado stayed on the ground for 49 miles across Washington. Wow. I mean, really, what can you say? Mother Nature rearing her ugly head and surprising a lot of people by ripping up their world. Now, here's the thing. That town has been hit twice, and there are a few people, there are plenty of people who have had to rebuild a couple of times. Do you rebuild? I mean, do you really rebuild? Or do you, to show your resiliency? Or do you leave? Or do you leave and say, forget it, I've had it? It's like New Orleans. In New Orleans, with the levees and everything that's going on there, they know what they're dealing with. They know what can happen if they get a bad enough hurricane or storm, but they want to live there. They don't care that they're living in a bowl. So, yes, some people left after Hurricane Katrina, but enough people stayed around or moved to New Orleans and absolutely loved it. So here, in this particular little town, do you really rebuild? Do you say forget it and go somewhere else? Or do you say, well, twice this has happened to us, so let's go ahead and do it? I got to think there's something inside some of these people that says, you know, say, just like some of the New Orleans people fled, let's just go. Let's just get out of here and put this behind us and rebuild somewhere. Let's rebuild. 41 people dead across 10 states. 41 people. That's 41 people too many that woke up in the morning and did not think that that was going to happen to them. And it did. Oh, thinking of that 95 on the ground, imagine that barreling down towards you and you realize, well, I really have no choice but to address this head on, because I can't fight these winds. I can't fight them. So I gotta figure out a way around this. I mean, where am I putting myself if there's no storm shelter? I guess that's the thing. If they're going to rebuild a house, they got to have enough money left over to build a shelter, because they're going to have to crawl into it, and it's going to keep them safe. So whatever it costs, they got to go get it. They got to, anyone who can afford it, they have to go and get it. Have to. I went all preachy on you again. I said I was going to do that, and I went all preachy. So the stories abound of courage, of what people did to help kids, neighborhood kids, and they, if you watch too much of it, oh, it just racks your head. I mean, because you feel so awful for the people. But you had stories like the story of the woman who had both legs cut off, and she made sure her kids were okay. That's all that mattered. She wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. And yet she's missing two legs, and the kids were fine. Two legs. And she said they were young. She didn't want to leave their surrounding because she felt that they, I mean, just all the way around, she felt that that would be a bad image for them to remember and not to leave them alone. Because that would have been what would happen. And they would have to... they'd have to fend through family members or whatever, but that would change the dynamic. I'm going to squeeze every little ounce of this segment out because I want to make sure that I tell you, you know my hard stand on Iran. Got to come down. Got to do something to show them who's boss. And the UN Atomic Energy Chief is saying, well, they didn't tell us everything, meaning on the inspection in Iran, they didn't do that. They didn't do it. And, you know, they're not going to tell them everything, but the inspectors were under the impression that they would have some kind of a case and they could answer the questions and go through what you go through. Amazing. Nuclear program, watchdog agency, they go out. They know something's not right. They know it's not right. But they have to have all their ducks in a row if they're going to go after them that way. So diplomats at the IAEA say the statement is notable because it represents a unified message from a group that had difficulty speaking with one voice. There's this theme, I think, emerging on this show. Hang with us, great guest coming up in our green room, coming in right now. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kay Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, we talk about this a lot. We talk about government waste and ways to save money. Imagine if you were in the game. I say this all the time at the local level. What difference you could make and how you should be active and following what your city council is doing. So we're going to introduce you to Councilman Stephen Costello. He's in our virtual green room right now. And he's created this program. That's an innovative program, and in fact, an innovative program for the city of Houston to cut a lot of that waste, actually, to rebuild Houston. He initiated it. It was passed by the folks in Houston who voted on it a couple Novembers ago, actually, and he's going through that process now, seeing it come to fruition, the implementation process. Stephen, thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Well, thank you for letting me join y'all.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about, first of all, your initial idea. And the idea is that you were going to raise $6 billion to come up with a way to solve the city's drainage and street improvement problems. And there were a ton of them without, and this is will be key to not just people in Texas listening to the show, but all over, without incurring additional debt. So how did you do that? How do you effectively cut up the credit cards?
Well, actually, what we did was we went to the public and we explained to the public that the most conservative way of municipal financing is what we call pay-as-you-go. Historically, the city has always sold debt to finance capital improvements. And for every dollar that we put into the ground, we were spending $1.60 and paying for interest and principal payment. So it didn't make sense. And then what we asked the public to decide that if the city would be conservative in terms of their municipal financing, would you be willing to participate in the funding program? And so we asked them, would you be willing to pay approximately $5 a month towards capital improvements on streets and drainage? And so that's what we did. It was an initiative that took about a year. And in 2010, we got the initiative passed, November 2010. We passed the ordinance provisions of the proposition in 2011, and now we're implementing the program.
Wow. And it's got to be, like I said, it's got to be exciting for you to watch this pay-as-you-go start to really happen. And what does it create, in listening to you, does it create kind of a lockbox system, sort of?
Yes. The biggest problem that we've had in the public's view of government is that they don't trust government, and they don't trust government's proper use of funding. And so when we were going through the proposition, we told the public we're going to create a separate fund. It'll be in a lockbox. We'll create where we'll put all your tax revenue for the pay-as-you-go into the lockbox and all the drainage fee money that we collect into the lockbox, and we'll report to you on an annual basis how we're spending that money. And so that was the general appeal of the public, was for this safety of the money being in a dedicated fund used for a dedicated purpose.
Yeah. And what about, this was tied also in some way to street improvements, right? Because that's got to be part of this drainage plan, or you made it part of it. How does that work?
Well, actually, because of the way we were changing over the debt financing, we said to the public that we're going to make it both a drainage project and a street project collectively. The interesting thing about this, the city of Houston, we're in a flat area of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Water runs off. We get extreme rainfall events. And what happens is that once the storm sewers are exceeded or the ditches are exceeded, the balance of the water is carried in the street. So we said what we're going to do is we're going to take care of both facilities at the same time.
Wow, terrific. So more bang for your buck, so to speak.
Absolutely. And what's so unique about this program is that when we were advocating for it in 2010, there was this sweep across the country of, this distrust in government, distrust in the incumbents, and yet we were able to create this program, which is a 20-year program. It has a sunset provision in 20 years, and actually have people agree to charge themselves a drainage fee, which was really pretty incredible. I think the thing that was so unique about it is that the people of the city of Houston felt like it's time for us. We have some problems here in our infrastructure, the lack of investment in infrastructure, and we're ready to pay for it. And within 20 years, we'll be replacing probably about 70% of the entire city. That's not just paving it, just for patchwork. It's literally rebuilding 60 to 70% of our entire city infrastructure.
Yeah. Have you shared this with other city governments? Because I can imagine this could be implemented all over the country.
We've talked to the National Trade Association, the American Council of Engineering Companies. We had a presentation before their national board last year, and in fact, we were invited back to one of their conferences to talk about the original initiative, the original idea, and then how we were able to get the public to adopt it and pass the program. And so there are some other municipalities that are interested in it. We're just trying to get the message out. If people are interested, please call the city. We'd be happy to give them an update on how the program is working.
And they can, and we'll give them that number. There's a main number. We'll get that, and we'll pass that on, because I can imagine we're going to get hit up with it, because the way you explained it and ultimately what it does for the city, incredible. There was something else that you were part of that I found out about that I thought was interesting, something you noticed as a councilman, that you would, when you're first, during your first term, you'd go into certain communities and you'd talk to people and you'd find out that they never had a grocery store in their neighborhood, and they had to drive, sometimes 20, 30 minutes from where they live just to get food, just to go to a grocery store. And you actually labeled it, you called it food deserts. That had to be disturbing. Did you find that this was pretty widespread in Houston?
Well, we were kind of surprised about the absence of grocery stores in underserved areas. And a lot of these areas are where the predominance of low income, the absence of what we would call mass transportation. And so what we were looking at was ways to improve the quality of life in those communities. And one of the where the term food deserts came from, the term has been around for quite a while. And really what it is, it's the absence of quality food, healthy food, and underserved areas. And where I was at a housing meeting in one of these communities, and a woman got up. She was 75 years old. She says, I've lived here all my life. We've never had a grocery store in here. And what I thought was unique was my wife and I met each other as young teenagers working part-time in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, just for grins, I'll leave this community and see how long it takes me to find a grocery store. It took me 20 minutes by my car. So if you think about these underserved areas, most people rely on bus transportation, mass transportation, because they don't have private vehicles. And for someone to get on a bus, which took me in my private car 20 minutes, probably takes them twice as long. And then to have to carry the groceries back, it's a half a day affair. And so what's happening in some of these communities is you'll see a proliferation of fast foods, not healthy foods.
Yeah.
And you'll see what's happening is that you have an abundance of obesity, childhood
mm-hmm.
obesity, diabetes, and it's just a public health problem. So I've decided to take on the issue on behalf of the city. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to see ways that we can get grocery stores in some of these communities.
Yeah, and there I would imagine you're talking about involving businesses. I read something about you reached out to a nonprofit that was started actually in Philadelphia, the Food Trust. And how do you address this? How do you hit this head on? And what have you found as you approached those people?
Well, it was really interesting. The Food Trust was an organization that was started in Philadelphia for the same purpose. And they worked with a program called the Reinvestment Fund. And so the Reinvestment Fund was the funding vehicle, and the Food Trust was the advocacy group of trying to raise money, trying to get industries into these underserved areas. And they were very successful. They raised somewhere in the tune of $60 million. $30 million came from the state, $30 million they raised privately. And so they're doing these seed projects in these underserved areas and very successful. And so we reached out to them. We said, can you tell us the model, the business model? And so we are using their business model right now to see if we can be as successful here locally in Houston.
Yeah, and ultimately what's the goal to try to, if you work this out, work out whatever kinks you would initially have, try to spread that through every community that you can touch possibly in Houston?
Yes, what we'd like to do is, what we would like to do is focus on the brick and mortar part of it. And that is, are there ways for the city to do a public-private partnership in working with a grocer, either to build a brand new store in an underserved area or expand an existing smaller store so that we can provide more of a choice of healthy food in the area? Now, how we're able to do that, which is slightly different than what they've done in Philadelphia, we're using a economic development tool that the state of Texas had passed several years ago where we can participate in tax abatements, both in terms of property taxes as well as sales tax, and also help in probably land assemblies to get these grocers into these areas.
Yeah. Good luck with all that. Sounds interesting. And we've seen that it's worked in other places, by the way. They're doing this in Chicago, and they've had great success with it. I'm sure you've noticed that, too.
Yes. In fact, we actually looked at both Philadelphia and Chicago to see the success programs that they're working on to see if we can use them as models.
Yeah. Councilman Stephen Costello, thanks. We appreciate the time here on ATN.